The Refreshment Club, electrically transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club is with you again for another half hour of sparkling entertainment. And Don McNeil and his refreshmenteers are all ready to start the fun. Every day at this time, you know, Mondays through Fridays, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company is your host. And we hope that this program, like Coca-Cola, will brighten your day and leave you with a happy after-sense of refreshment. Today's meeting of the Refreshment Club will come to order. And let's begin with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Present.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Mm-hmm.
The Cadet.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
All ready to go, Don. You take the meeting.
Okay, now let's go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. And here are Walter Blaufuss and all the refreshmenteers. Goody, goody. Jane, here it is, the last Refreshment Club meeting of the week, and still you haven't brought anything down here for the boys. I mean, you haven't cooked a thing.
Well, Don, I'm terribly sorry about that.
Well, I mean, can we exact any promise from you? Are you going to do it?
Uh-huh, I will. I'll promise you that I'll cook a whole meal for the Refreshment Club next week.
You will?
Uh-huh.
Right down here?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's something. Boy.
It will be something.
Oh, yeah, you'll have a good audience here. The boys will eat, I'll tell you that. They're always ready to eat, especially Walter. He'll eat any time, on anybody. And I tell you, I'm not going to let you have any interference here. I'm going to let you do the whole thing yourself.
Well, that's a very good point.
Doggone right. Too many cooks spoil the policeman. Everybody knows that.
Huh?
Yeah. And you bring down here all your favorite recipes, and, you know, just like those nice rolls you
had.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Those were swell.
Did you
buy those all by yourself?
Yeah, all by myself, then.
See, they were grand. Did you read the other day, Helen Jane, you being interested in cooking, about that, it was kind of a sad case, that fellow in New York, who, they found him under a truckload of onions?
Why, no, Don.
Yeah, he had been driving this thing, and they'd fallen over, see, and here he was under this truck full of onion.
Gee, that's dreadful.
Oh, it was awful. There wasn't a dry eye on the rescue crowd, I'll tell you that. Well, Helen Jane, next week, the Refreshment Clubbers will be waiting for you to bring something down here and cook for them. And I know all the housewives listening in will be anxious to get your recipes, too.
Well, that'll be just fine. I'll be glad to do it.
All right. Now, what are you going to sing?
So do I.
Without a recipe till next week.
on a lonely road or sidewalk. It doesn't matter where. I've always felt that I'd walk into my love affair. And on that perfect day, I'd say, the breeze runs after you when you're passing by. It longs to be near you, and so do I. The wind
Helen, what is it, little girl? It isn't the mansion of onions that got you?
No,
is it?
Yes, darling, yes.
Oh, is it true what they say about Dixie? I want you to meet again now. It is true, they say about Dixie, and the Refreshment Club, too. Walter Blaufuss, Harold Cooten, and Al Spiegel. I get all your names in here before long, boys. Remember, see me after the program. Small charge of 25 cents is made for the mention of the name during the program. Try and collect, huh? All right, we have the cadets here. You met them once before. Now we want you to meet them again. Al, Cal, Sam, and Lonnie, with Rio Fletcher at the piano. Rio has just recently been married. Just about 3 weeks ago, isn't it, Rio? 5 weeks. But it doesn't seem like more than 5 weeks, does it? But Al, Cal, Sam, and Lonnie like to revive these old timers. You know, old songs like, what's the one you have today?
Well, Don, we're going to do that old girl of mine.
Oh, that's an old-timer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Way back to about the time when you were in short britches.
Now, let's not get personal. When was this written?
Huh? It was written in 1912.
By,
Egbert Van Alstine.
Oh, yes. He's a good pal of Walter's, wasn't he, Walter?
Yes, we wrote a couple of songs together, Don.
Uh-huh. In the distance, you heard Walter saying that they wrote a couple of songs together. In the distance. That was way, way back there. Of course, a lot of progress has been made since those days. A lot of progress. For example, you take in aviation. There was very, very little aviation back in 1912. And now there's a great deal of progress been made in aviation. For example, when you fly over to London now, you land in Wales instead of Ireland. The It's marvelous. All right, but little change has been made in that old gal of mine.
In your eyes, the light of love was softly beaming, my dearie, so sweet and cheering. In your hair, a shade of gold was gleaming, like moonbeams that shine. Lulu, I still love you for the sake of all anxiety. And I call you when I fall asleep and dreaming, that old girl of mine. The twilight shades are falling, the sun has gone to rest. In dreams I'm now recalling the girl I love the best. How well do I remember the golden days gone by, when hearts were true and love was new to you, my Lou. And I, in your eyes the light of love softly beaming, my dearie, so sweet and cheery. In your hair a shade of gold was gleaming, like moonbeams that shine. Lulu, I still love you for the sake of all anxiety. And I call you when I fall to sleep a dreaming, that old girl of mine.
Yes, I bet that brought back memories for a lot of you. Well, one by one, you're gradually meeting the various members of our refreshment club group here, our instrumentalists. This morning, I want you to meet a gentleman you haven't met as yet, Mr. Jack Rose. Jack, or Jack the Rose, as he's called around here in the quaint dialect of the musicians, we call the man of a thousand fingers, because he plays any stringed instruments, anything with strings attached at all, or anything that he's paid for, and he really plays it, and seems like he has a thousand fingers. Well, I'll leave that up to Jack. Jack Rose, playing a guitar solo this morning. I never knew. Jack Rose, the band of a thousand fingers and his guitar. Boy, he really plays that, too. I never knew. Well, if you're wondering about the next couple of days, maybe our recording secretary, Bob Denton, can help you out.
There's a weekend ahead. A weekend with its Saturday afternoon off for Father, its Sunday of rest and relaxation, its many opportunities for fun and play and pleasure. Let's make this weekend truly refreshing by including ice-cold bottled Coca-Cola in the family plans for recreation. Decide now to get a supply of Coca-Cola from your favorite dealer. Then put the bottles in your refrigerator right away to get them thoroughly chilled. Everybody likes Coca-Cola best, ice cold. Coca-Cola is pure, wholesome, delicious. It is the drink that turns an empty, idle moment into the pause that refreshes. With food, bottled Coca-Cola is simple and easy to serve when quick refreshment is required, and it adds zest to good things to eat. By itself, the life and sparkle of Coca-Cola work like a charm to banish dullness and add brightness to any gathering. And the 6-bottle cartons were especially designed to make it convenient for you to carry Coca-Cola home. Make a note now on your shopping list to get one or several cartons today. For with bottled Coca-Cola in your refrigerator, refreshment time can be any time. Now the meeting's yours, Don.
Well, the meeting continues with Clark Dennis, our refreshment club tenor, who steps the microphone and says,
I have so little to give, Don.
Put your arms down, Walter. We're going to discuss this a minute.
I know it.
Walter's always on deck there, boy. I have so little to give.
Huh? This is the Ted Wheeler theme song.
Oh, yes. Ted Wheeler is our Scotch saxophonist, refreshment clubbers, as Clark just brought out. Ted is the type of guy who'll take his hat off to you any time if you'll drop something in it. He's really a grand guy, though. Here, sit down, Ted. Fella came up to him yesterday on the street and said, Ted, he knew him, you see. He said, Ted, could you spare me something for a cup of coffee? Ted said, what do you think I do, carry lumps of sugar around my pocket? You know that. I have so little to give. Well, one more thing I want to tell you about Ted Clark. You haven't had a chance to get in a word here, have you?
No. That's all right with me.
Is it? Just didn't listen, huh? Listen to that laugh on Walter. All right, about Ted, just one more thing I want to tell you about, because I thought it was kind of funny. Mrs. Wheeler at home, you know, Ted was telling me about her, and he said, all I hear from her is, I wish I had the dishes washed. I wished I had the windows washed. I wished I had the clothes washed. He said, honestly, I've never known another person so wishy-washy in my life. Oh, my. How do you like that, Bob? What's the number again?
I have so little to give.
Oh, yes, we've got something there.
Love song sweetly blended sends every care far in the air when I met you, my dear. Sunshine warm and splendid made every day happy and gay, but I have still one fear. I have so little to give, only say you can live for love alone. Now you have taken my heart, I have set it apart for you. Life would ever have seemed to be so sweet. Why should I try concealing this feeling divine? Tell me that I may take you and make you.
Memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories in the gloaming. You know, I know that sometimes it seems a little hard to go on. Days follow each other with such astounding regularity, and each day recalls some bitter memory that you'd like to forget. If that's true in your case, then listen. Would you fashion for yourself a seemly life? Then don't fret over what is past and gone, and spite of all you may have left behind, just live each day as if your life were just begun. Cadets, assemble yourselves, my friends. We're about to do. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande here, and I know this will be especially of interest to Harold Cooden. I'm sorry to wake you up, Harold. But Harold is the middleman of our saxophone section there and lives in an auto trailer, as I mentioned before to you refreshment clubbers. You know, that trailer craze has brought on a new version of the old song. The trailer fans call it Home Swift Home now. Be it ever so humble, Home Swift Home. And Harold likes to live in a trailer. It's really all right, is it, Harold?
It sure is.
Answers in English. You know, it's estimated now that that those living in trailers in this country now number some 1 million people. Just think of that, 1 million. Largely people who've retired and unsettled down. They're still living in trailers. Yeah, that kind of dropped with a thud, didn't it? Yeah. Anyway, it's liable to do something to real estate, Walter. Walter's very much interested in real estate.
Oh, you said it.
Yeah.
I'll trail along with that anytime.
See? Boy, he's got a million of those. I'll trail along with that anytime. Did you get that? That refers to the trailers, you see. I know that it's picking up, though, Walter, business, real estate, because usually I've been noticing on napkins and tablecloths you see in the restaurants, you know. You see just a little picture of an ordinary house with a smokestack, and I saw one. Somebody drew a pencil plan for a 16-room house the other day on a tablecloth. Well, things must be coming along. All right, you asked me, I suppose, what's all this got to do with the cadet singing, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande? My answer to that would be, doggone if I know. But sing it, boy.
Listen now while I sing the song. Listen now and it won't take long.
And we hope it won't take long. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. But my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tanned. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. And a shoe ain't fixing to start it now. Hey, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Hey, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. I'm the toughest man you'll ever meet. Toughest in the land.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. And I learned to ride, for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, because I ride the range in a Ford V8.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Cowhand from the Rio Grande. Step aside, you honorary tender feet. Let a big fat buckaroo pass. I'm the toughest hombre you'll ever meet, though I may be the last.
Yes, siree, we're a vanishing race.
No, siree, can't last long.
Step aside, you honorary tender feet, while I sing my song.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Wow, wow, wow.
And I come to town just to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the powwows go.
Hey, dogies, you dope.
Oh, forgive me. For I learned them all on the radio.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Right, cowboy! I'm an old cowhand.
From the Rio Grande.
Where the west is wide. Around the borderland.
Around the borderland. Where the buffalo roam around the zoo. And the Indians make you a rug or two. And the old bar X is a barbecue. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
All right, now the change. It's classic time on the Refreshment Club by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, the famous Soldier's Chorus from Faust.
Listen,
Well, we played Faust last today, and that's all there is until Monday. Look for us then. We'll be looking for you. You'll hear Helen, Jane, Clark, Walter and the boys, Joan and the escorts, and of course yours truly. This is Don McNeil saying so long and be good to yourselves until this time Monday. And in the meantime, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.